Here with head coach Natalie Kukas of the men's and women's swimming and diving programs on the Tiger Sports Network, taking a look at the 2009-2010 season for her squads. And first of all, coach, thanks for taking some time. Halfway through the season, men's team 7-1 in dual meets, the women's team 5-3. Obviously, this program continues to set higher and higher standards for itself. What's your assessment of the first half of the season?
Well, I think we've done a really great job so far. We've been training a little bit differently. We've definitely increased the intensity of our training, and we've tried to mix in some new things. We've done a lot more dry land than we've done in the past, and we've also incorporated some yoga and things like that to increase flexibility. So overall, I would say we're training harder and swimming faster, which is pretty exciting when you look toward the rest of the season and our conference meet.
Taking a look at the rest of the season, four more dual meets against a couple of national powers, and then also the conference meet, the national meet. Expectations, because last year you had an All-American first time in quite some time in the program's history, and then also very good finishes, best finish ever for the men's team in the conference meet. So the target's on this Tiger team's back, I guess, for the first time in a few years.
I think we certainly use that as motivation to get back into that third spot on the women's side and to maintain that on the men's. Of course, that's our goal. But we tend to look at it on a little smaller scale. Right now, we're trying to get everybody in the best situation that they can be in to have lifetime best performances at the conference meet. And if that happens, we should be able to expect the rest to come along with it.
Take a look a little bit back at last year, because it was really an earth-shattering year. You set your team set a total of 14 different school records when it comes to the men's team setting 5 and the women's team setting 9. Talk about getting an All-American. Talk about a little bit about the men's team finishing third, because it was really one of those things out of nowhere. You knew that this team had the potential, but to put it together in the pool, to have so many things go well for you last year, really, in some ways, maybe it had to have surprised you a little bit.
It was fun because I knew the team had the potential to do that, and it really just kind of came together at the right time. So I don't necessarily know that I was surprised, but I was definitely very pleased with swims on both the men's and women's side. And of course, our divers have performed tremendously over the past couple of years as well. I don't know if I was surprised, but I would like for that to happen every year, where we can really come together at the right time with the right amount of team unity and passion and excitement and really kind of perform at our conference meet, which is our goal.
Last year, a lot of your primary contributors were underclassmen. Now they've stepped up as seniors or juniors in a lot of cases. Talk about it, beginning on the men's side with some of those seniors who've really stepped up and who now in their final year here in this program have high expectations for themselves.
Absolutely. I think that we're looking especially to Neil Anderson and Taylor Smith, who have qualified provisionally. Taylor went to the national meet his sophomore year. But Matt Ehrenpreis as well, who has qualified for nationals one time. Of course, in the diving events, you need to do that twice to even be considered for selection. So we have high hopes for him as well. Certainly, those three in the pool are leading the way for the men's team, in addition, of course, to Bobby Ritzy.
As for the women's team, you have a number of different performers. Of course, Adeline Brim is the highlight, the All-American from a year ago, who was abroad for the fall semester. But talk about her. Talk about some of the other seniors who you expect to lead the women's way.
You know, it's been really interesting and probably good for the team to perform without one of our key players, Adeline Brim, who's actually at the Marine Bio Lab at Duke for the semester. With the return of Adeline, we will definitely see some better results in dual meets. And certainly our senior leadership has been great. Jana House has been a key contributor on many of the relays. So those two in particular, in addition to all of the other seniors on both the men's and the women's side, just providing really good leadership for what I consider to be a pretty young team.
The recruiting aspect, you bring in a couple of freshmen or last year's freshmen who are now sophomores who've hopped in the pool and made immediate impacts. I know one of your freshmen already setting a school record this year. So talk about some of the underclassmen and the way they've really fallen into your plans.
Mike Garza on the men's side has certainly provided just a lot of power in the breaststroke events, which is something that we need a little more depth in. on the women's side, sophomore Keaton Hannon already having a B cut, which we weren't really close to a B cut this time last year, so that's pretty exciting. So Keaton getting a B cut is certainly creating a bit of optimism for us when it comes to the national meet. And our freshman Ward McNulty has just been phenomenal in the sprint events. She's a true meet day swimmer. She shows up, she loves to race, and has a lot of fun doing it, and it's been fun for us to be a part of, definitely fun for me to watch as a coach, and we look for her to be very close to that national meet level as well.
Last year, your diving coach, Jim Smith, was named NCAC Men's Diving Coach of the Year. Talk about that side of the program, as well as what he's been able to do, as well as the rest of your assistant coaching staff, because obviously it's not a one-person operation here, trying to coach 50 different student athletes, and obviously all those assistants help make things run a little bit more smoothly.
They do. Jim has always done such a great job with the divers. We've, you know, all conference performers each year we've been here. Now Matt kind of moving into that next level of diving has been great, and our divers have saved many a meets for us in the past semester and every year they actually do. So diving is not something we take lightly around here. They're very important to our team. It's been great to have Bob Rafferty step into a little more integral role this year. Bob is just great to have around in general, but he's been doing our recruiting, coordinating, and our strength training this year, which has been hugely successful, in my opinion, so far. And Deneen is just such a great technician, and it's really fun to have her around, and the kids respond really well to her, and we just I think we make a great team, and the more time we spend together, I think the better we perform as a coaching staff, and the more creative we can get, and the more new things we can incorporate to make the team rise to the next level.
Well, one of the things that helps this team really improve, obviously, is being able to work during the off season. And I guess you don't want to say the middle of the season is the off season, but you take a break, a month and a half off between meets. But this team isn't going to be out of the pool. You head down to Florida for an annual trip. Talk a little bit about that and what you expect to get out of that trip.
You know, we call our winter training a little mini season in itself. The kids are, they do have a little break where they go home and train with their home teams and stay in shape and maintain their physical fitness. But then once we get back, we really, really up the intensity and kind of build on what we've done first semester to get to an even better level of not only physical fitness but mental fitness, so that we're prepared to perform in the big meets, and Florida is such a great time to do that, our Florida training trip, excuse me, because it's just us. We don't have any distractions. We get to spend a lot of time together and really sort of bond and perform and create meet type situations that we can then apply when we get back from the break.
When you get back, it'll be a rigorous schedule. Talked about it earlier, heading towards the conference meet. Obviously, it goes without saying, a top three finish in this conference is exceptional. Last year, your men's team finished third. The women's team has been there before. Talk a little bit about expectations at the conference meet, because this is as rigorous of a meet that you're going to find just shy of the nationals anywhere in the country.
Yeah, I would definitely argue that we swim in the fastest conference in the nation, and I certainly want to continue to perform in the top third of that conference. Obviously, we've got some national powerhouses, and it might not be realistic to say we could catch those right now, those two schools, but it's certainly been a dogfight for third place in the conference, and it makes it very fun. It makes it very competitive, and in the end, that's what we're here to do, is have fun and race and score a lot of points, and just getting ourselves into the best position to do that is great. You know, in addition to the people that we mentioned before, we've just got a lot of depth on our team, and we've been working really hard at getting those people on the team who haven't been in starring roles to really improve. I think sophomore St. John McNichol and Megan Tassone, freshman Jane Savitzi on the women's side, of course, those three have really stepped up and helped us depth-wise, and they're kind of, you know, moving into those star roles, and that's been really beneficial. And of course, Junior Megan Schupetowski on the diving side has always been a great performer for us, and we expect her to continue to do that. And you know, on the men's side, I think Ted Hutchinson and Zach Stewart have been really providing a lot of good depth. Ted in the stroke events, Zach Stewart in a variety of different events throughout the year, as well as Connor O'Rourke, Matt Parker, Adam Schick, Chris Culkin in the distance events. I think those guys have really stepped up. Phil Bombach, and then of course our freshmen are starting to adjust to the training and make a splash of their own.
This swimming and diving team always seems to make a splash across campus when it comes to supporting other athletic teams. You see a lot of your athletes out there at other sporting events and also in community service. The Hour of Power, of course, has gained a lot of notoriety. It's really a special program in a lot of ways because your athletes do such a fantastic job getting themselves out into the community and really making major contributions, whether it's in and around Wittenberg or in and around Springfield. And obviously, I'm sure that's something you take a lot of pride in.
Absolutely. We really stress a whole person sort of philosophy in our program. We expect our swimmers and divers to do well in the classroom, but also to be able to take what you learn at the pool and apply it to other aspects of your life, I think is really important, and kind of bring other aspects of your life and apply it to what you're doing at the pool as well. So we encourage, you know, of course, community involvement. We encourage study abroad. Of course, we prefer that to be during the summer. you know, I definitely want them to get the full college experience without sacrificing their athletic abilities while they're here. And I think they manage to do that really well, not only on those bigger pictures, but also just their involvement in different campus organizations. And it makes it fun for us. It's really great to go see a concert or play where our athletes are representing us.
That's Head Coach Natalie Cook is joining us here on the Tiger Sports Network.